Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Karen. What story do you have today?
Here's one from a professional storyteller, Baba Lyons.
This is the story of Aliyuka, who lived in the land you now call Guinea. Aliyuka was a proud father. A father of three lovely children, Yaya the boy, Binta the girl, and Fanta the youngest of the girls. Aliyuka made all their clothes, built them their house, grow their food, did everything with his hands and his own hard work. He thought his children were happy, until one day they come back from school and say, "Dada, we are not happy. We need more things out of this life." Aliyuka looked confused. He says, "Well, I make your clothes. I build your house. What more could you want?" "Dada, our friends, they tell us that their father buys them lots and lots of things from this place they call Land of the Wolof, where their fathers go and they find jobs. And these jobs give them money." Aliyuka says, "What do you mean, this thing called jobs? And what is this thing called money?" "Dada, you can buy things with this money. You can buy things to make us happy." "What kind of things can make you happy?" "I make your clothes. I grow your food. I build your house. Are you not happy with this?" "No, Dada, we need more things. Tell me what you need." "We need PlayStation. We need Nintendo. We need Nike. We need Michael Jordan. All our friends have them, and we will be so happy, Daddy, if you can go to this land and find us a job and find us some money and buy these nice things for us." Aliyuka looked confused. He looked down on his children and says, "You know, I will sacrifice many things for you. I shall go to this land called the Wolof, but I do not know the language." "Oh, don't worry, Dada. You will find a way. You are so, so smart. You will do and find a way for us to survive in this land of the Wolof and come back with money to buy us these nice things." The next day, Aliyuka headed out to this land of the Wolof. 3 days walking, and finally, very tired, he looks across a great river and he sees a huge white house. The house is beautiful, with lots of flowers and trees and fruit, and painted in a wonderful color white, with gold around the doors and silver on the windows, and a big soldier standing outside the front door. Aliyuka approaches the soldier and says, "Excuse me, sir, Esama." The soldier looks back with a stern face and says, "Naka sobasi, nangadef." "Oh, good morning, sir. Can you tell me who owns this house?" But the soldier does not speak Aliyuka's language. So the soldier looks back and says, "Digana, digana." Now, digana means, "I do not understand." But Aliyuka thinks, "Oh, you mean Digana has this beautiful white house? This is good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Abaraka." And Aliyuka goes walking some more. Now he feels good. He feels if he can find the owner of this house, his name is Digana, he will find a job. He will find some money. He crosses a bridge. Below the bridge is a mighty river. On the river is a huge boat, white and gold and silver. And all these men, maybe 10, maybe 15 men, are polishing the boat and cleaning the boat, rags in both hands, working hard. They hardly notice Aliyuka as he leans over and says, "Esama! Ah, nakosobasi, nangadev! Whose boat is that? Huh? Who owns the boat?" The men do not understand what Aliyuka says. So they say, Digana, Digana. Oh, thank you. Abaraka, thank you so much. Digana has the boat. Digana has the house. This man Digana must be rich. He will find me a job. He will bring me some money. I know this man is a good man. Thank you. He goes walking some more. Now he's almost running with excitement. He feels good. Maybe I can find this job and make my children happy. He gets into the town and he sees a long line of people all crying. And in front of them, there is a coffin. There is a dead body. And he knows this must be a funeral. He walks up to a little boy and he says, little boy, Esama. The little boy looks back, Nakasubasi, Nangadev. Why are you crying, little boy? Who died, little boy? Who is dead, little boy? Digana, Digana. Oh, my goodness, says Aliyu. Digana is dead. Digana has the boat. Digana has the house. But Digana is now dead. I will not find a job. I will not find anything for my children. It is home that I must return. He gets home after 3 more days of walking and sits at his one table and takes out his one plate and takes out his fruit. And his children come running in with excitement. Dada, 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 you have a job. You have money. You have something to give us. Yes, I do have something to give you. It is neither a job and it is neither money. Then tell us what, father? What can you bring? I say this. A living mouse is better than a dead lion. Huh? The children do not understand. To this day, they don't understand because they don't understand the meaning of life and the riches that life gives you and the riches without money that life can bring. To this day, we say the word Digana. We don't say it in that way. We say, do you dig? You dig what I'm saying, right? Of course you dig. I sat on a tree and the tree did bend. That's the way Baba Adekemi, his story end. Adupwe.
Baba Lyons with what sounds like an old story, Karen.
Yeah, an old story updated, and that's what storytellers do. They take traditional tales and they play with them a little bit.
I knew it wasn't a real old story when he made references to current pop culture.
Well, actually, he didn't tell me whether this was a traditional story or not, but I am guessing it's probably, like I said, an updated version of a traditional story, which storytellers do all the time. And we're all going to get a chance to hear Baba Lyons and see him this Saturday.
Where?
At the Boca Raton Public Library. That's 400 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Boca. That is this Saturday, March 23rd, 4 p.m. It's a free performance.
Is he going to be the only storyteller?
Great question. He's going to be the only storyteller, but he's bringing at least one companion. And this will include music and some dance and a real African storytelling experience. The series that I'm hosting this season at the library is called Cultural Connections. That's the library theme. And so we have people who are bringing in the traditional storytelling and traditional art from different cultures.
And how can you find out more information about this series, Karen?
Well, there's the library website, which is bocalibrary.org, or email me at cneile, that's N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
If we'd like to have more information about other South Florida professional storytelling shows and also how to submit stories to the Public Storyteller, what should we do?
Same thing. Write to me at cneile at fau.edu or
WLRN.org, Click Radio, and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. Hope to see you there on Saturday.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.